Thank you for joining us for a special episode of Poetry Centered, coming to you from the University of Arizona Poetry Center. I'm Julie Sorstad Johnson. In this bonus episode, we're bringing you recordings of youth poets and songwriters through Radical Reversal, a program that installs performance and recording spaces in detention centers and correctional facilities, where they conduct poetry workshops, seminars in music and music production, readings, and performances. Today we'll be hearing from three youth writers who worked with Radical Reversal at Jefferson County Youth Detention Center in Birmingham, Alabama. Our host for this bonus episode is Dr. Randall Horton, co-founder of Radical Reversal. You may recognize Randall as a past host of Poetry Centered and a participant in the Poetry Center's Art for Justice program, which commissioned new work in poetry around the crisis of mass incarceration in the U.S. Randall does amazing work, and we're so glad to have him back on the show for this special episode. Randall, thanks so much for joining us again and for sharing these young writers' work with us.
Good evening. My name is Randall Horton, and I am co-collaborator of Radical Reversal. And we have successfully installed a recording studio slash creative space here in Birmingham, Alabama. And I'm actually recording inside Studio Room 111, in which we were down here this summer and installed the space and began programming at the intersection of poetry and music, along with myself and my collaborator, Devin Braja Wallman. We also had help from our collaborators here, the Black Arts Academy. Special thanks to Des Wilson, Martez Files, and Jamie Lewis. And this could not have been possible without the collaboration of the director, Monique Greer, who has been instrumental in allowing us to realize the Radical Reversal vision in how we approach those entangled within the carceral state. And since that time, we've actually installed recording studios at Suffolk County House of Corrections in Boston, Massachusetts, and we're currently slated for installation in Minnesota Faribault on March the 20th this year, right? And so I wanted to focus on Birmingham here inside the studio, and which we created here and working with the kids. And I wanted to highlight three kids, which we thought kind of like gives a really great example of everything that we're trying to do creatively and artistically and how we allow these kids to express themselves. One thing to keep in mind, that each one of the kids that you hear, kid's name would be an alias. We're not allowed to give their real names, given that they're youths. But we hope you enjoy listening to what they have to say. And first up is White Boy, who's an aspiring hip-hop artist and has been writing rhymes and recording them to beats here at Studio Room 111. We sat down with White Boy to talk to him about the poem Imagine, and we wanted to ask what was it like in terms of that process and what did the poem mean to him. And afterwards, what you'll hear is that poem recorded to original music by Travis Scott, one of the Radical Reversal team members.
My artist name, Lil White Boy, and I'm inside the Jefferson County Youth Detention Center right now. Today is December 1st, and my poem is Imagine. Well, I wrote the poem because I grew up in the hood, and I know what it feel like coming from the hood, like coming from the struggle. Like, I lost plenty of people, lost a lot of friends to the street. A lot of my partners dead. Like, growing up, I ain't have my mama and dad. Like, my mom was in and out of jail. My dad was in and out of jail. Like, I know how poverty feel. Like, no food, like, no lights. I know about all that. I know how I feel to struggle. Imagine. If you had to walk up in my shoes, How you ever went a whole week with no food, no light? Spend a whole week with the same clothes and shoes on. No menace, so we forced to rob. Scared, so we had to carry a gun, so we won't be killed. Seeing your homeboy laying dead, hopeless, no breath in him. His last words was, "I love you, brother." It get real scary in the hood.
And next up, we have Little D. We sat here in room 211 to talk with D about her poem, Pain. One of the things that we wanted to do with when we were working with the young women here at Jefferson County Youth Detention Center, we wanted them to really explore what it meant to think about some of the things that they had been through and through a poetic lens, and being able to communicate those and express those without fear. And so what you hear after you hear Little D talk about the poem, you hear the poem Pain.
I'm Little D, I'm from Inland, grew up in Inland. Name of my poem is Pain, what inspired me to write it, cause like, I done just witnessed pain my whole life. I done been through a lot. I lost my mama when I was 14, lost my daddy when I was 11. You feel me? Pain, it changed me. Like, I ain't want to get in the street, but that was like, it was just, that was the only option. At home, I ain't. Sometimes the lights went on, you feel me? So, had to go stay with my friends. Like, it just been through a lot. So, I'm just turn it into something, like, you feel me? How I felt when I was writing it out, just like, I done really, like, I done been through everything, like, it was just like, you feel me? I ain't gonna lie, it kind of broke my heart a little bit. I be just, like, if my folks was here, I wouldn't even be the person I'm on the day, I'm on. It's just like, losing your parents at a young age, like, it can change. I start, you feel me, doing stuff to ease my mind. Knowing when I come down, I'm still gonna feel the pain, feel me? Not going home for weeks, just out there in the streets, feel me? I ain't having nothing to eat, you feel me? My grandma cash helping me, but I'm getting tired of that, so you feel me? I'm like, I gotta do something, like, I'm tired of handouts, start, you feel me? Doing stuff, a little hustle to get money, but you feel me? There wasn't no money, to, you feel me? Keep me straight, that's just money for now, like, so you feel me? Now, like, I gotta do something, bro. Like, this ain't gonna work. Love, but I can't. I'm knowing that my heart full of pain. Wanting to give up, but it gets better. Asking for strength, my heart really clever. Gotta stop abusing these drugs. It don't make it no better. Giving my love was the worst thing I ever did. Only thing I got in return was a fist. But I learned everything ain't peaches and cream. Loving them that love you don't mean a thing.
And next up, we have Little K. Little K has a song called Ain't No Love in the Streets. And we save this one for last to give you some context in terms of what happens in terms of the radical reversal experience. We work with the women in Jefferson County Youth Detention Center, the young women. We worked with them last. And when we brought them in, they wanted to see what the boys had done. And so instantly there was this sort of competition, healthy, in a very healthy way. But one of the things that when we were working with the girls, we gave them we wanted to give them an exercise to talk about finding some of the beauty within the ugly and the tragic that they've seen. Because for context, most of these kids come from these different sections of Birmingham, Alabama, which they call the bubble. Translation, the hood. Translation, one way in and one way out. Translation, they're often stuck in these sort of individual silos of oppression, right? When I asked them to sort of write about some of the beauty they seen in all of the negativity and ugliness, Little Kay raised her hand and she got me with this. She said, but what if you don't know no beautiful? And that kind of got to me, right? And I had to think about it for a minute, because these kids seen a lot. And so what I did was we gave little Kai an exercise, a couple of exercises to write some essays about, to answer a series of questions about some of the things that may be, you know, going on in her life. And after she did that, we told her to write a poem or a rap. And what you're going to hear is Ain't No Love in the Streets that came out of that experience. But just let me say, when she first got up on the mic, she could not, you know, get the words out, and she it was just very emotional. And so what we did, we called her back in the day afterward with her buddy, Little E, Little K, and Little E, who was her support, worked this thing out along with the correctional officers that was in the unit. That should be noted. And so what you hear is Ain't No Love in the Streets. And it was so beautiful that we got the poet, Patrick Rosal. Yes, Patrick Rosal. We got Patrick Rosal to put a flute on it. We got one of the Radical Reversal band members, Brandon Regan, to put some guitar to it. Dez Wilson from Black Arts Academy actually created the beat on the MPC One. And there was a whole lot of collaboration with this piece. And every time someone comes into the space, we play this piece, and it tends to get a standing ovation. Again, Little K, Ain't No Love in the Streets.
Thank you so much to White Boy, Lil D, and Lil K for sharing their writing with us. Thank you, Randall, and everyone at Radical Reversal for the work you do. Listeners, thank you for joining us. It's going to be a little bit before we have new episodes for you to enjoy, but in the meantime, you're always invited to explore VOCA at voca.arizona.edu. There are over 1,000 hours of recordings to enjoy. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Poetry Centered is a project of the University of Arizona Poetry Center, home to a world-class library collection of more than 80,000 items related to contemporary poetry in English and English translation. Located on the campus of the University of Arizona in Tucson, the Poetry Center library and buildings are housed on the indigenous homelands of the Tohono O'odham and Pascua Yaqui people. Poetry Centered is the work of Sarah Jemski, that's me, and Julie Swarstead Johnson. Explore VOCA, the Poetry Center's audiovisual archive, online at voca.arizona.edu.